After serving almost 2 years in a federal prison in Pennsylvania, former CIA agent John Kiriakou is back home in Virginia, where he's completing the rest of his sentence under house arrest. Kiriakou was imprisoned for leaking classified information to a reporter. He's the first CIA officer to be imprisoned for leaks or for any kind of wrongdoing at all in connection with the CIA's torture policies.
I want to be absolutely clear with our people and the world. The United States does not torture. It's against our laws, and it's against our values. I have not authorized it, and I will not authorize it.
That's President Bush, of course, speaking in 2006, denying the existence of the CIA's torture program. A year later, Kiriakou became the first CIA officer to publicly confirm the Bush administration's use of waterboarding. But there was a strategy shift after the Bush years. Shortly before he took office in 2009, President-elect Obama told ABC News that he didn't want to prosecute CIA officers who thought they were following lawful policies.
Obviously, we're going to be looking at past practices. I don't believe that anybody is above the law. On the other hand, I also have a belief that we need to look forward as opposed to looking backwards.
Well, despite that belief that we need to look forward, John Kiriakou was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison in January 2013. From his home in Virginia, John Kiriakou told me why he thinks he was targeted as the only official to be jailed for any reason relating to CIA torture.
I've maintained from the very beginning of my case that my case was not about leaking. It was about torture, that the CIA never forgave me for going public with a torture program. And they investigated me over the course of the next 4 years and just waited until I made a mistake. That the case was about torture, period.
So you were locked up for leaking the name of an operative to a reporter. That reporter never published the name. But you maintain that really it has nothing to do with that. They went after you because of your broader disclosures.
That's right. Washington runs on leaks, whether they're authorized or unauthorized. The last three directors of the CIA have not just leaked classified information, but they've leaked the names of covert operatives. There was no harm to the national security. There was certainly no criminal intent. Neither was there harm to the national security or criminal intent in my case. Yet I was prosecuted and they weren't. That leads me to believe that my case was not about leaking.
At the same time, as I mentioned, the president himself, President Obama, in 2009 was questioned directly about whether CIA operatives personnel such as yourself would be prosecuted. He said the answer was no.
Right. He said that that the Justice Department would not prosecute CIA officers who believed they were following the law. But I think that's not really the issue that we're facing today. The issue is, what about those officers who did not follow the law? What about those officers who went over and above what techniques had been approved in interrogations? We have several cases of CIA officers involved in interrogations where the prisoner died in CIA custody, yet still no one's been prosecuted.
Many of those cases are detailed in the Senate Intelligence Committee's widely distributed torture report, and we're going to get to that for sure in just a minute. Let's go back in history for a second, John Kiriakou. You were part of the team that found and eventually interrogated al-Qaeda leader Abu Zubaydah.
Correct, I was.
He was eventually waterboarded. Did you witness it?
I did not. I heard about it in the halls at the CIA after the fact, but I did not know at the time that he was being tortured, no.
So you heard about it in the halls from other colleagues, from coworkers. What did you think at the time?
At the time, I thought, well, al-Qaeda has promised that they would initiate an attack on the United States that would dwarf September 11th. And I thought, if this is the only way to save American lives, it's something that we probably need to do. And then the more I thought about it, the more I thought, no, this isn't what we need to do. We were able to get Nazi war criminals to talk just by engaging them. And I thought that as Americans, we shouldn't be carrying out these so-called enhanced interrogation techniques. We should let the professional FBI interrogators have their go at these prisoners before we do anything else.
Well, your experience gets to the very crux of what this debate had become in the United States, because you just maintain that waterboarding is wrong and illegal. Lots of people agree with you. The president of the United States agrees with you. But what about the yes, but part of this argument? It was argued all the time, and it's argued to this day by Dick Cheney and many others, that waterboarding yielded actionable intelligence, that attacks were imminent, and that it worked. What can you say to that?
I would say that that is just simply not true. And it's borne out in the 6 million documents that the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence poured through as part of their Senate torture report. There is simply no evidence that these torture techniques ever worked in developing actionable intelligence that saved American lives.
Did you try to go up the chain in the CIA or in the administration with your complaints, your concerns before going public?
I didn't. I had actually resigned from the CIA in early 2004, and I had moved to the private sector. But every time I heard an administration official or a former CIA official saying that we're not torturing, we don't torture, I knew that that was a lie. And then finally, when President Bush said, well, there may have been torture, but it was the result of a rogue CIA officer, that's when I decided to go public.
Now, the Senate Intelligence Committee report on the use of torture details a lot of the practices we've talked about, a lot of the practices that you blew the whistle on, and many other practices too, cold water, cold rooms, rectal feeding, and other terrible practices. Did you talk to Senate investigators? Were you a source for that report?
No, I was not. There was an earlier Senate Armed Services Committee report for which I was questioned. But no, the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence never approached me.
Were you surprised that they didn't? It seems like you would be an ideal person to talk to.
At first, I wondered why they hadn't. And then when I heard that they were examining 6 million original CIA documents, I thought, you know what? That's even better. Let them go to the primary sources.
So what was your reaction to the report when it came out? It was widely covered. You were in prison at the time. Some of the things coming out in the report, I'm sure you were already aware of. What else?
I was shocked at how many times investigators were able to document when CIA interrogators crossed that legal line, crossed the line of approved authorities, and carried out there's nothing else I can call it but torture techniques on prisoners. For example, this rectal hydration, rectal feeding. There was nothing in the president's signed order that allowed CIA officers to do such a thing. And besides, I've never heard, I'm not a doctor, but I've never heard of forcing hummus up a prisoner's rectum is somehow some form of hydration or feeding. That just didn't make any sense to me. Now, I did know about the cold cells. I did know about the sleep deprivation. And frankly, I thought that those techniques were even worse than the waterboarding, because there can be permanent psychological damage to prisoners who undergo those kinds of techniques.
Now, this president has also said that he intends to crack down on intelligence leaks. You're not the only intelligence officer to be targeted with prosecution. Some under the Espionage Act, you were targeted elsewhere in the law. What's your feeling about this administration that you hoped would be different that has put you in jail and other intelligence officers under prosecution?
I've been shocked at the number of Espionage Act prosecutions under this administration. In the entirety of American history, from the very beginning of the Espionage Act in 1917, there had been only three prosecutions. Since President Obama has become president, there have been an additional 8 prosecutions under the Espionage Act, and almost every one of those has been for leaking to the press. I've never been of the belief that leaking information to the press is espionage.
John Kiriakou, there have been some calls in Washington for your pardon. Jim Moran's a former congressman from Virginia. I assume he's your congressman. He called you a hero and said you deserve a pardon. Have you had any reasonably high-level discussions with legal experts or politicians or anyone who's talking about championing your cause for a presidential pardon in this case?
First, let me say that I've not formally asked for a pardon. I hope to do that perhaps in 2016, and my attorneys are speaking with a number of senior staff members for several prominent senators. I probably shouldn't say more than that, but I've got my fingers crossed that something good will happen.
If you don't get a presidential pardon, you go forward as a convicted felon, correct?
Yes, that's correct. I've lost the right to vote. I've lost the right to own a firearm. I even lost my federal pension. So the cost has been very high for me.
What do you think now when you watch television and you see the horrific acts of ISIS, just the latest franchise of Islamist terror taking over in the Middle East, and you see them kill and torture their victims in orange jumpsuits? That seems like a direct advertisement at the United States.
it is, I think, a direct advertisement. Our torture program has resulted in an ease of recruitment for groups like ISIS or like Al-Qaeda. When they see videos from Guantanamo or they hear about torture programs, it makes it easier for them to market themselves in poor villages around the Middle East and recruit new young men to fight for them. That's the real problem.
I've seen you elsewhere say that you would do it all again. You would blow the whistle again. Would you go back to work for the CIA again if you had the chance to go back and work in the company?
as crazy as it might sound, yeah, I would. I loved the CIA. I had a very enjoyable and successful career there. I think that the CIA is largely made up of brave and patriotic and smart men and women. They do a good job. And yeah, I actually would go back to the CIA.
John Kiriakou is a retired CIA agent. He is currently under house arrest in Virginia, having just been released from prison in Pennsylvania. The only CIA officer to go to prison behind leaks and behind revelations of torture in the Bush administration. John Kiriakou, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.